A lady one time came to me, and she said, "Father, what I'm going to tell you, I never thought that I would be able to say. And I could not have said it at the time. And it's going to sound strange when you hear it, but I think you'll understand." She said, "Father, I am grateful to God that He allowed my husband to cheat on me. It is the event in my life that brought me to Christ. And it's the event that brought my husband to Christ. And I look back and I realize that if that had not taken place, our marriage would have failed. That God used a great evil to bring about a tremendous good in our lives." On another occasion, a woman came to me and she said, "Father, I'd like to share with you something that I've never told anyone else. It is the cause of the greatest sorrow and shame in my life. And I believe our Lord wanted me to tell you so that you could share it with others to give them hope. Father, when I was a young woman, I had an abortion. And Father, I can say that I am thankful to God that He allowed me to fall in that way. Father, don't get me wrong. If I could go back, I would never make the same decision. But I look back, and from that moment onwards was the beginning of my transformation of life. I believe that the son whom I aborted began to intercede for me immediately. And I now have the most profound relationship with him. I speak to him daily. I entrust to him so many of my prayers. I believe that he is the one who is going to save me and my husband and his siblings." My brothers and sisters, this is what we celebrate on Easter Sunday. That our Lord Jesus Christ, through His death and resurrection, has the power to make all things new. That our Lord Jesus Christ brought the greatest good out of the greatest evil ever committed. That He brought forth His resurrection after we had crucified the Son of God. And that there is nothing in our lives that He cannot redeem. And sometimes those places of deepest darkness, He wants to penetrate with His light if we just allow Him to. If we turn to Him in love, He can bring good out of anything. My brothers and sisters, who was the person whom our Lord first appeared to after He rose from the dead? Saint Mary Magdalene. What do we know about Mary Magdalene? Very little, with the exception of this. She was a former prostitute out of whom our Lord cast 7 demons. And do you remember when they first encountered one another? On what occasion was that? The scribes and Pharisees had dragged her to him. She had been caught in the very act of having committed adultery. Who would have ever believed that a prostitute could become a saint? That's the power of our Lord's resurrection. And when did our Lord Jesus Christ, on what occasion did He give Himself most fully to His apostles? At the night of the Last Supper, when He entrusted to them His body and His blood. And what did the apostles do on that night? One of them betrayed Him, another denied Him, and the rest abandoned Him. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew from all eternity that they would do that on that night, which is precisely why He gave Himself so fully to them. Because He wanted to be with them in their moment of greatest weakness. My brothers and sisters, from the moment He died on the cross will forever be the instrument by which He redeems us. And He comes to us in our lowest, in our weakest moments when we most need Him to lift us up, to raise us out, so that we can share in His resurrection. But in those moments, there's one thing necessary. that we have to reach out in love. Like the woman who had an abortion. You know what St. Augustine said about Mary Magdalene? He said, why did our Lord appear to her first? He said, because she loved him the most. He came to her because after Our Lady, she had the greatest love for him, even greater than the apostles. And when our Lord sees Peter, after he has denied him 3 times, what does he say? Do you love me? Peter, if you love me, I can make you new. That's all that I require. I want to close with this. A married couple, a husband and wife, came to me not all that long ago. They're not members of this parish. And they're going through a really rough time with a teenage son of theirs. And they sit down and they say, Father, we're at our wit's end. We don't know what else to do. We're ready to give up, throw in the towel. We have tried everything. And they explain the situation to me, and it's very grim. But one thing struck me as the father was speaking. And he said, you know what, Father, it's really interesting. He said, in the midst of this trial with our son, I have become closer to God than I've ever been in my entire life. And I thought, look at the good that God is bringing from this struggle. And I immediately thought of St. Monica. St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. How long did St. Monica pray for Augustine's conversion? 30 years. 30 years. Now, why didn't God answer right away? The first time she prayed. Or even after a year. Right? Or 10 years. 30 long years, day in and day out, praying for her son. If he responded right away, there would be no Saint Monica. She became holy because God allowed a trial in her life that brought her to her knees over and over and over again. And if it hadn't taken 30 years, there probably wouldn't be a Saint Augustine either. Because it was the merits of so many prayers that were lavished upon him. My brothers and sisters, every trial you have ever faced in your entire lives, God has always known that it would happen. Every cross that you are currently bearing, he knew that you would have to face. And he wants to bring good from it. He wants to redeem you from every evil in your entire life. And one thing is necessary, that you turn to him in love in the midst of it. And you might say, Father, you don't realize I am so entrenched in a sin, it's not possible that I can escape from it. Mary Magdalene felt the same. And you might say, God, Father, but God's given me so many grace. I was so close to him and I failed him over and over. So did St. Peter. My brothers and sisters, if you do not currently have a love for Jesus Christ, if you're coming to church just because it's the thing you do a couple times a year on Easter and Christmas, and our Lord Jesus Christ is not the love of your life, ask him for that grace today as you receive him. Because he wants to make you new. And if you're someone who already follows him, you already have a love, ask him to increase it. And if there is any darkness in your lives, beg for his light to penetrate it, that you might be transformed. Through his death and resurrection, all things are possible.